And what did the molasses come in when you used to buy it in great big quantities? Great big quantities. Lots of molasses.
Barrels? Kegs.
What about lard?
Well, that comes in a can, 50-gallon can.
Before
50-pound can.
Did it come before? It always came in a can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you use when you want to put water through a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
And what do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Buggy whip.
Yep, and if you bought a fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
sack.
And how was a fairly large amount of sugar put up? About 20 pounds of flour, 20 pounds of sugar put up in a what?
Either in a container or a barrel. Or have seen it
but
in
it's
a
made of cloth.
Sack.
Okay. What do you call that bag or sack potatoes that potatoes are shipped in?
A sack?
Great big brown looking thing. Made of rough cloth, different size.
Toe sack.
What would you call them? Right, there's no right or wrong. I don't know what I'm saying. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel.
What about the amount of wood that you can carry?
To mill?
No, to carry. How would you... What would you call that? You said you call it a bushel of corn. What would you call a wood?
Cord. C-O-R-D.
Cord. Okay. But if you put some in and you want to carry some yourself, not a whole big bunch. You're carrying it in
your arm.
Yeah, what kind? What is that?
It could be stove.
What amount of wood you carry?
Armful.
An armful. When the light burns out in the electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay, when you carry the washing out to hang it up at the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
And what do nails come in?
Sack.
Like a barrel, but smaller.
Keg.
And what runs around that barrel to hold the wood in place?
Metal band.
Okay, what do you put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper.
What are musical instruments that children sometimes play that they blow through like that?
A harp. Jew's harp.
Yeah. And what about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang?
French harp.
No,
probably not. Yeah, it is. Jew's harp.
Yeah. What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon or two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
Never heard of that. What do you have a horse?
It is. It's a tongue to the wagon.
And that's where, you know,
wagon, I call it.
Tongue, meat, poles, spear. You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shaves.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel is called what?
The tire. Steel tire.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
Yeah. Now on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree.
That's right.
And what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Gosh, I've forgotten that.
Okay, got that thing that they put there, and they each of them have one that where they hook together.
That's right, on here, right here, and that thing. But I don't know what it is. I've forgotten.